The increasing cost of health care is expected to be an issue in congressional races this November. In Washington, there's also the possibility that a single-payer health care initiative will be on the ballot. 88.5's Paula Whistle explains.
The Citizens Initiative that would move Washington to a single-payer system will be on the ballot if supporters can get enough signatures. And that's a big if. So far, they've gathered around 50,000 of the 260,000 they need by early July. Sarah So, who's with the campaign, says it's been tough to get the word out with an all-volunteer organization. Still, she says there's a lot of support for single-payer universal health care.
I have Canadian in-laws, and I just look at how the rest of the world does health care, and I can't believe that we're still working with a profit-based system that leaves many people out, causes financial hardships for so many. It just is illogical to me that we haven't adopted a better system.
She says under the proposed system, 90% of people in the state would pay less for health care, from $0 to $200 a month. The system would rely on payroll, capital gains, and income taxes. Washington doesn't currently have an income tax, and that provision might spark a legal challenge. Another question is whether the plan is sustainable. Vermont abandoned its single-payer effort after determining costs would be too high. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.